Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Vulgar Burrito Podcast. I'm Dave.
I am Mike.
And we're going to get into the funny, goddammit. It's time for some funny. Hopefully, sorry, I interrupted you. That's not funny at all. Hopefully, we'll just, from start to finish, make you laugh. Start to finish, yeah. That wasn't funny either, but whatever. We're going to try. We're going to do what we can. I saw something it was either Facebook or Instagram, whatever, about things you could say during sex or at the dinner table. It would all make sense. And I thought, man, that's perfect. So I didn't look at any of the comments or anything. Mm. You shot one already to me. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, like, I should save it. Yeah, immediately popped in my head.
And yeah.
I should have saved it.
Because it's one of those things that's funny as hell. Like, oh, God, there's so many you could do with this. And I'm sure we could probably come up with more while we're sitting here. Part of me was like, yeah, let's throw it over to things you could say during sex or during video games. You know, like, you got to blow on it first before you put it in.
Man, it's so hard.
Yeah. Oh, you got the vibration on? Finish her. yeah. So, I mean, that's a whole nother thing. Maybe we could do these in the future of, like, come up with, things you can say during sex or blank, you know. And if people listening want to give us some ideas for that, feel free to shoot them on our Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever. You know, send us a message and we'll hit that up. We'll give you a shout out and like, hey, Dave Cranston from Solowa, Alabama says, so what would you do during sex or by sister? Wait a minute.
Solowa?
I don't know. I couldn't think of anything.
I'm going to Google that later, and if there's a Solowa.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'll start.
Yeah, go ahead. So things that you can say during sex that you can also say at the dinner table.
You finished with that?
I know we're going to have some crossover just because you and me think alike.
Yeah.
It's moist.
Okay, who wants dessert?
I had Five Guys last night.
Who wants the leftovers?
Slow down or you'll choke.
You're not leaving here until you finish eating.
Give me some of that gravy, Daddy.
Well, that looks burnt.
I prefer dark meat.
Well, I hope this tastes better than it looks.
Oh, man. I think I have one similar to that. It's so salty.
Nope, I'm not eating that.
You got some on your chin. I could go for some stuffing.
I can't possibly finish.
I only like it raw.
Oh my God, I think I'm out. No, that wasn't one of them. Keep going. I'll figure one out.
Your uncle ate it last night, too.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
Nice spread.
Go ahead. Man, you are a sloppy eater. A little Christmas story. Show me how the piggies eat.
It's a tad dry.
You
want me to keep going?
Oh, yeah. Just keep going. If I think of something, I'll shoot it out.
I always finish first.
Oh, shit.
I left it in for too long.
It's good to have the whole family together. Oh. That's a West Virginia joke.
It's a little bloody, but I'll eat it. The key is to spread it evenly.
These are great. These are better than I thought.
Don't talk with your mouth full. I'm going to have to undo my belt. How about a cream pie?
Oh, that one caught me off guard. Oh, shit.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. I happened to be swallowing at the wrong time, and yeah, the timing didn't work out so well for me.
It smells better than it tasted. There's room for one more. So that's... Oh, wait, I forgot one.
Oh, here we go.
This chowder is salty.
Chowder. The old man chowder.
And there, yeah, I'm sure there's hundreds of more that we didn't think of.
Yeah. Yeah, and we could have pulled up the pages or whatever they were on and like looked at other responses, but I figured it's always us if we try to just keep it where we're not influenced by anything. And
yeah.
So I have a business proposition for you I'm gonna surprise you with, and you know, I'll get your input if you're in. I know it can be franchised, or we can keep it to ourselves and reap all the benefits, whatever, but I'll throw it at you. But you know, like DoorDash and everything online is becoming such a big deal and
yeah,
very convenient. I'm sure there's parts of the United States or even world. I don't know if DoorDash is international. I don't know. I think this would definitely be, it would work better in certain cities. And so here's my proposal is we come up with HoorDash.
HoorDash.
HoorDash. You know, if you think about having to get in your car and going down the street, like if you're in Vegas and, you know, you got to sift through and, you know, see what they come up with, you know, what's their proposal, like, you know, how much will you do for this? Oh, that's a bit out of my range. You know, I'm not looking to spend more than $25, you know, I don't get paid till Friday type of thing. So yeah, HoorDash, you can go right on the website and, you know, dash your whore.
Dash your whore. And they just show up at your house.
Like. Yeah. And there's like a little menu that you can pull up, like what they do, you know, teeth, no teeth. You can kind of...
No teeth. Yeah, did somebody order a gum job?
Yeah. You can pay with Bitchcoin.
Bitchcoin.
Yeah. So, and then I figured it could kind of expand because we would probably get competitors. So we'd probably get like a Lube or Eat.
Lube or Eats.
Lube or Eats. Nub Hug.
Nub Hug.
Yeah, we'll have like our own version of NFTs, but they're called STDs.
STDs.
Yeah.
Jesus. So, well, you thought of everything.
Yeah, had, yeah.
Like corner the prostitution market.
Oh, absolutely.
Monopolize. Well,
and a little I know, there probably is something out there that...
HoorDash.
HoorDash, man. So you let me know if you're in.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a great opportunity.
Hey, switch the name to HoorGash and you got a deal.
Let me talk with the wife and see if she's willing to budge. If she's willing to budge on the name.
Can you imagine the guy who's like, he's on, he's like, I'm in the mood for Chinese tonight.
Yes. I do think I'll have the dim sum.
Dim sum. How well you order?
Yeah, I just imagine, yeah, there'd be like a little menu of... You know, like you go to your Chipotle's and you get your, you know, your lettuce, your beans, your, you know, and you hit no, and it could just be so simple.
Like, I like it.
I don't know.
Like, I can get behind that.
So think about it. Let me know.
Who am I to stop somebody from having a good time?
That's right. Yeah. It's going to happen anyway. We might as well make money off of it.
Right? Why not us?
We're just going to, this is going to be all over the place. And
okay.
And that's perfectly fine because.
Yeah, just go with it.
We just, I said it's going to be just a shit ton of ridiculousness and we're sticking to it. So I've never figured out, and I guess I could have Googled this, but I don't feel like it. But why do artists in other countries sing in English, like, perfectly?
No.
Maybe it's a thing. Maybe they know it would sound bad. I don't know. This isn't that funny, but I'm just, like, questioning,
yeah.
Like, hello, it's me. I mean, wouldn't that song would be different. I was wondering if you'd like to get a spot of tea. Right? I don't know.
Yeah.
But instead, it's a perfect English.
Yeah.
I'll cut this whole thing out.
Yeah.
Like,
no, leave it in.
Oh, that's what she said.
Yeah.
Oh.
Leave There we go.
Say it. There's one more. There's the funny.
Leave it in.
Leave it in a little bit longer.
Leave it in. It's not done yet.
If I leave it in too long, it's going to get dry. Like, would Adele be as big as she is if we listened to her and it was in that accent?
Like she had her accent when she sang?
Right. Like, would it sound as good?
I don't think it would sound as good.
I don't think so either.
And I think that's why. It's so, you know, I mean, because she can sing.
Oh, she can, yeah.
But if she had that, you know.
If she had the accent
at the
end. Not saying that's a bad accent, because when they talk, like, it's fantastic. Like, oh, I'm going to get that straight away. It's not right away. It's straight away.
Straight away.
Oh, did you pull out your cock? And shoot your gravy all over my belly?
You've done busted all over me couch. What?
Sorry. Wait a minute.
I don't know what that was.
Was that like, it was like a mixture of something.
I don't know, yeah. I know it's probably Australian and
yeah, it was like a mixture.
Irish.
It was. It was like the weirdest mix.
Hey, you're done busted all over me couch.
Oh, I'm going to shoot my Lucky Charms. Oh, they're magically delicious.
Oh.
I mean, I just couldn't imagine, like, and I'm sure there are songs, so, like, yeah. From Ireland, mm-hmm. We've heard people singing, like, the Irish accent, yeah. They actually sound really good, but yeah. they're kind of, like, folkish songs.
Yeah, like, yeah.
But could you imagine, think of any song, oh, every little thing she does is magic, every little thing it turns me on. I mean, it just wouldn't have mm-hmm. that, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I guess it all depends on the style.
Billie Jean, she's not my lover. I'm just trying to think of random songs.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Oh, that she is.
that she be knocking on heaven's door.
Later on, I'll be knocking on the dinner table. Yeah. So just something I thought of that I was just like...
That's a lot of roast beef.
I like it. We're just going to keep going back to the dinner table. No, that's fantastic. Let's keep doing that. The whole, if you think of something, just shoot it out. Look at that unintentional. Oh, shit. Yeah, that's what, I don't know why that crossed my mind the other day. Maybe I was thinking of Adele while I was rubbing one out or something. I don't know. Mm. But, yeah, I just got, hello, it's me. Straight away.
Straight away.
Straight away.
That's you know what's funny? You ever hear her, like, she'll sing and then she'll talk and it's like two different.
Yeah, it's two totally different things.
It's a beautiful voice and she talks yeah. And she's like, but,
how do I work this computer? I don't know how to use the Instagram.
Oh, yeah, the video of her trying to. Do a live video on Instagram.
Like, the first time she ever... The first time I ever done that, but yeah. I try to do it straight away. I don't know why I love the straight away thing.
That's, yeah.
Girl I used to work with is actually... She's one of my wife's clients now for her hair. And we were watching a show one night, and everybody kept saying straight away, straight away, straight away. So I said, oh my God, you have to ask her. Is that like, is that what she says? Or if she's been in America a long time now, does mm-hmm. she say right away or is it straight away? And it is straight away for yeah. them. It always is like, oh yeah, you go and get that straight away. Bang my wife straight away.
Straight away.
Straight away.
Can I say a story real quick?
Sure.
And I was thinking about this. This is a story that I don't think I've ever told anybody, but it's kind of become weirder as I've gotten older. Like the more I think about it now, especially in the world we live in now. Do you remember Bob's Big Boy?
Absolutely, yeah.
And where it was located down
yeah,
around here.
Yes.
Okay. It's no longer there, obviously. But I remember this time my family was there eating dinner and I had to go to the bathroom. So my mom walked me to the bathroom and I went in and I sat in one of the stalls and was pooping. And she opened up the door and said, Mike, are you okay? Are you almost done? And I said, yeah, mom. And she's like, okay. She kind of just, you know, did one of those things where she just pushed open the door and just, you know,
yeah.
talked in there. She closes the door. And all of a sudden, I hear this voice in the stall next to me go, your mom's got a really pretty voice.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, at the time, I was a kid, so I didn't know. And I was, you know, I was like, yeah, that's my mommy. Yeah, she's got a pretty voice.
Oh, my God.
But I remember there's somebody else in here. So I finished up real quick and like washed my hands and left. And I think I had told her like, there's a guy in there who said you had a very pretty voice. And I think her reaction was like, that's weird. But I didn't like, it's something that like, I remember now. And like, the more I think about it, I was like, that's fucking creepy.
Yeah. What if years later you're like working on a car or something and this, you hear this voice behind you go, your mom's got a real pretty voice. Hey, it's John. I was in the stall next to you. It's good to finally meet you.
Like, you know, how creepy. Yeah. Like that's so fucked up. And I just, like, it popped in my head, like, a couple days ago. And then I was telling somebody at work about it. I was like, it's so weird. Like, now that I think about it, it's so creepy. Like, your mom's got a very pretty voice.
Yeah, I see. As a kid, you wouldn't think twice.
You wouldn't think anything about that. Yeah. But now it's like...
Well, it's like the movies you see when you're younger and the jokes go over your head. And now it's like, oh my God, I can't even believe, you know.
Yeah, right?
Fucking Ren and Stimpy.
Can you imagine saying that to a kid?
No.
Like, hey, was that your mom?
Yeah.
She's got a pretty voice. I'm so hard right now.
You need help wiping? Or?
You got that over there? Or, you know.
Do you need to hold my hand or
your mom's got a really pretty voice? Can you ever come in here and say something again?
Ever ask if you need toilet paper?
Hey, call for your mom. Call for your mom. Mom? Yeah, babe?
That's it.
That's the stuff.
My poop feels just as good, mister.
Feels good over here, too. I don't know why that almost came out like Shaggy. Oh, feels like, good over here, too.
Like, wow, poop. Like, can't a guy just wipe his ass with his bare hand?
Yeah, and I'll rick it.
Fresh rick, Raggy.
Like, tell your mom to come in here so I can finish.
You're going to love this.
Okay.
It's just good. Like I said, this is going to be all over the place, and hopefully people are having a good time laughing and continue to listen and share us. If this doesn't get people to share our podcast, I don't know what will. I wondered what other countries or maybe even other centuries had nicknames for the penis. You know, we're used to the normal, the dick, the cock, Richard, you know, Johnson.
Yeah.
But you figure through other countries and different time periods, mm-hmm. they had to have names. So I decided to pull out this little piece of technology we got.
Oh, you researched that?
Yeah.
I'm sure your Google search history is something to behold.
Oh, man. Yeah. Right now, it's I should probably delete it, but quite a long list. But I'm going to read through them fast.
Okay.
Just because they're funny. And when they're so funny, we're going to stop and we're going to enjoy the moment. Right now, there's... You know, I won't even say how many because it'll seem like a long list, but it goes quick.
Did you get it?
Not the only thing that goes quick, Mike. Okay. From the 13th to the 19th century, we got bollocks, which I always thought was the butt.
Yeah.
Bollocks. Bollocks. The bollocks. Pulling prick.
Pulling prick. Don't mind there, Jeffrey, over there. He's pulling prick.
Pulling prick. Plum Tree Shaker.
That happens to be my favorite bluegrass band.
That's my favorite song by Nicki Minaj. The Plum Tree Shaker. A knick-knack.
Paddywhack.
Silent flute.
Silent flute.
A doodle. In the 1890s. Here we go. 1890s. Abraham.
Abraham?
We called it there. Abraham. Arse open.
4 score and 7 inches ago.
Oh my God. The arse opener. Or arse wedge.
Arse wedge.
Baby maker. Oh, I'm glad that was early.
Yeah.
Early on, 1890s. Good for them. Bayonet.
bayonet.
A beak. A beard splitter.
Beard splitter. Oh, my
Wait
God.
A minute. I think their nicknames are better than ours.
Beard splitter. Yeah.
Wait, they get better. A bedfellow. I'm a bit tired, but if you could just play with my bedfellow, I'd much appreciate it.
Hey, looky who's here. It's me, bedfellow.
Well, you could follow that up with a belly ruffian.
Belly ruffian.
Best leg of three.
Best leg of three.
Billy Monag.
Billy Monag.
I like that you were out of breath. You're like... A Bob Minag. So Bob, I wonder if Billy Minag or Bob Minag. I don't know. Bum Tickler. Bushwhacker.
Hey!
There was two of them in WWF. Captain Standish.
Standing up. Oh, God, that was...
You good. Must salute him. All rise for Captain Standish.
Child Getter. Ooh, that's horrible.
Ooh, that's terrible.
Unless you're that guy who was eating at Bob's Big Boy.
Coney Catcher. A Copper Stick.
Copper Stick.
Cracksman. A Cranny Hunter.
Cranny Hunter.
Cream Stick. A Customs Officer.
Customs Officer.
Dr. Johnson.
The doctor is in.
An enemy, an eye opener.
Ooh.
Father Confessor.
Wow.
What?
Father Confessor.
A fornicating engine.
Ah, fornicating.
I like that. Fornicating member. Fornicating tool. Lance of Love. A leather dresser.
Leather dresser.
A leather stretcher.
Oh.
Oof. A life preserver. Oh, I like this one. A little Davy.
You.
A man root.
Man root.
I am man root. Master of ceremonies. Oh. I like that. A meat skewer.
Jesus.
A merrymaker.
Oh, hey, there you go.
Nebuchadnezzar.
Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar.
Nimrod. Nippy. A peewee. A quimsteak.
Oh, here come me quimsteak.
I've been in the bathroom for a fortnight whacking the old quimsteak. A skyscraper. A St. Peter. A tent peg. All right, here we go. 1900s. A deucey. Swelling.
Well, I mean, it does swell.
A sweetener. A red cap. Majesty. Charmer. Champion. Arm. Dodger.
Arm.
An arm.
What?
God bless that guy. Gospel pipe.
Gospel pipe.
Bald-headed sailor.
Yeah, right. Popeye. When it gets bigger when I eat spinach.
Well, blow me down. A tonsil tickler. A Roger. One-eyed rattlesnake and a skin flute. Hey, some of these have stood the test of time.
Yes, they have. Silent flute and then evolved to the skin flute.
These are some polite literary terms. I don't know. Cock.
Yeah, that's polite.
Dick.
Yeah. Length, member, prick, rod, pud, Jimmy Knob.
Jimmy Knob.
Well, no, I combine those two. It's Jimmy and Knob. Yeah. But Jimmy Knob.
I like Jimmy Knob.
Yeah. They deliver food pretty quick.
Here, Jimmy Knobs, we do Jimmy Knobs pretty fast.
Jimmy Knobs. There you go. You could put that along with
Hordash. Jimmy Knobs. We have restaurant names within the Hordash.
Jimmy Knob.
Jimmy Knob. Five Guys. Love Muscle, Manhood, Phallus, Shaft.
Oh, yeah.
What did you say, motherfucker? Tanger. That's UK and Australia. Tanger. If we got anybody from the UK or Australia, let me know if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Right away.
Straight away.
Straight away.
Straight
away.
He's a bit of a bugger. Yard. Okay, and these are raunchy title or raunchy names for him.
Here we go.
Oh,
the first one, so fun.
A womb broom.
A womb broom.
Womb broom.
Womb broom.
A womb raider.
Ooh. Ooh, yeah.
Weapon of ass destruction. Vlad the Impaler.
I like it.
I like that I went back to my like little childhood. Uncle Remus.
Uncle Remus. I've never heard that one.
Me either.
Trouser snake. I heard that. A tan banana. Sounds like something you'd order in Australia.
Yeah,
wouldn't
right.
It? Could you... Excuse me, mate. Could you get me a tan banana and put it on the baby? Sex Pistol. Russell the One-Eyed Muscle.
Russell.
Sounds like a kid show.
Tune into Disney Afternoon for Russell the Love Muscle. Oh, no, the one-eyed muscle. The
Russell the Love Muscle.
Russ.
Hi, kids.
Hi, Russell the One-Eyed Muscle. Today, we're going to go over when you cough, you actually sneeze. Oh, Russell, what's with all that white stuff?
Oh, I got a little cold. I'm going to tell you a story, but first, let's all make the Russell the Love Muscle O face.
I'm going to make a shirt for... I am. I'm going to make Disney's Afternoon... Disney's Afternoon Special, Russell the One-Eyed Muscle. One-Eyed Monster, One-Eyed Trouser Trout.
Trouser Trout, yeah, I heard that.
Rumpel Foreskin.
Rumpel Foreskin.
Richard and the Twins.
Richard and the Twins.
After.
Oh, my God. That you could call one DeVito and one Schwarzenegger. Purple Helmeted Warrior of Love.
Jeez, that's a long one.
Puff the One-Eyed Dragon. My God. Prince Everhard of the Netherlands. And
here he, come hither. Prince Everhard of the Netherlands.
Pleasure Pump.
Great 80s band, by the way.
Oh, yeah, they're playing at the Agora on Friday. Moby Dick, Lord Hardwick. He's the one that's knighting Prince Everhard.
I dub thee Prince Everhard.
Lord Hardwick.
Long Dong Silver. Heard that before.
Yeah.
A Lap Rocket. Knob Goblin. King Dong. Herman Von Long Schlangenstein.
It's alive! It's alive! Herman Von Longenstein. All right.
Von Longenstein. Tabled for two.
Long Schlangenstein.
Long Schlangenstein.
Heat-seeking moisture missile.
That's it. We need to fire the heat-seeking moisture missile. It's the only way we can defeat this giant beaver.
Who should we put on the case?
Herman von Long Schlangenstein.
Bring me Long Schlangenstein.
I can't even say it.
We're like
Eddie Van Halen Schlangenstein.
Frankenbeans. Frankenbeans. Cocktopus. The Clam Hammer. Oh, that one's good. Cave Hunter. The Blue-Veined Aristocat.
What?
Yeah, some of these are out there. Atomic Turtle. The Mutton Dagger.
Mutton Dagger.
the Yogurt Slinger. I bought one of those at Dick's once. At Dick's. That wasn't even intentional. The Meat Scepter. Spam Javelin.
Spam Javelin. Like all right, that. Our next event is the Spam Javelin.
In between the men's half pipe.
The gold medalist.
Hammer von Schlangenstein. He holds the record for Spam Javelin.
For Spam Javelin.
Ooh, yeah. It's he's got a tuna torpedo.
Oh.
Vagina Miner.
Oh.
Jurassic Pork. The Bone Ranger. Woody Woompecker. These are what I thought would be funny right here. So this is probably the end of the list, but these are our international friends.
Oh.
They're slang terms. Nice. So Japanese is a chin chin.
Chin chin.
We don't know anything he said except for penis. Mandarin is louder. Oh, you yell louder. I don't.
That's a sound it makes when it's going in your mouth. You sound like
get to the chin chopper.
Shanganese. I didn't know that was a thing, but it's a loo. Okay, so I'm gonna skip if they're stupid. So, apologies to our foreign countries. You need to work on your penis nicknames. Shek is
Tek is Vishk. you stupid bitch. You're gonna take this Vish.
This Vish.
Nine.
oh, God.
Icelandic is a scoffy. Scoffy. I like my... Oh, could you put some ice in my scoffy? That's how you get iced coffee.
Iced coffee.
Scoffy.
Iced coffee.
German is a spätzle.
Spätzle?
Oh, you're going to spit on my spätzle?
Oh, sword.
Brazilian is a pica.
Oh, pica.
Pica. Pica.
Spanish is a pinto. What? Oh, that's a nickname. I'm thinking that's a real... Because I'm thinking of pinto beans.
Yeah.
So that's kind of funny. Pinto. Shout out to our Spanish folks. Pinto.
Hola.
Hola. You have a pinto von Schlangenstein.
Mi pantalón es muy fuego.
Hebrew is a Zion. Or Zion is actually pronounced like Zion. I have an iron Zion. Again, sounds like
Hammer von Schlangenstein.
In his new movie, Iron Giant.
In Hindi, it's a dahanga. Dahanga.
Dahanga. I love
dahanda.
I love the dahanda games.
Yeah. E dahanda. I pick him every time in Street Fighter. Italian is a cazzo. Hey. We're totally doing like stereotype. Like,
hey, you want him to go down on your kazoo, and that's not you.
Give me a.
Oh, you went with. Yeah.
It's me, Mario.
And they're Nintendo suits.
Oh, yeah. It's me.
Hey, Princess, you want to go down on my kazoo?
Do you think when he puts it in, it goes. Boop, boop, boop. Doodin, doodin, doodin.
I am almost finished.
And then the song speeds up when you're running out of time.
Or when you hop into bed, you're like, here we go. Luigi opens the door and goes, Mario.
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 Luigi, close the goddamn door.
Oh, I was just going to tell you to use a star. It might help you.
Oh, this one's hard. Hey. And I'll tell you the translation. So in German, Überraffengel. Überraffengel stands for Super Monkey Horny.
Oh.
Isn't that a game for PS4?
I think so, yeah. Super Monkey Horny.
Hmm. That's the list.
I can't help it. I'm Super Monkey Horny.
You know what's great is... If any listeners have nicknames we didn't think of, that'd be great to hear those.
Yeah, what do you have? Do you have a nickname for your penis?
I don't, but there were some responses to this list. Oh. And somebody put in Cock Rocket, the Immobilizer, 3mm Defeater.
Oh, God.
Wow. Fat Elvis.
No. Thank you very much.
Religion. As his shorts were so tight, you could see his religion.
Oh. So is it like R.E.M. got a sex change? Losing my religion.
Wow. Every penis hurts sometimes. Sir Lancelot, I like our throats are like really messed up today.
Captain Bourgeois.
Pink whistles.
Pink whistle.
A slit splitter. Fanny trapper.
Oh, fanny trapper.
Clit hunter. Male brain holder. cervix tapper.
Cervix tapper.
I like that one.
Jesus.
Old Atari game.
Nurse, I need a cervix tapper.
Cervix tapper. Scalpel.
Right away, Dr. von Schlangenstein.
A bulbous bluebane.
Bulbous blue. Is that a Pokemon?
That's that's the next
gotta
show after Russell, the one-eyed love muscle.
And stay tuned for Bulbous Bluebane. Here on Disney Afternoon.
Salvador. It's a Dungeons and Dragons thing. I don't know. So all our Dungeons and Dragons listeners.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I call that my Salvador.
Oh, that was the best joke they've said all day.
God, now I'm going to tune it even longer.
What's a vagina look like?
The only clam I've won is in the treasure box on cell block C4 when I defeated the evil, I don't know.
Henry von Schlangenstein.
And with that, we get to the part of the show we call the wrap-up.
Wrap it up.
So today there was a lot of funny moments. We're curious of any of the bits that we had. If you think of something, chime in, you know, message us on our page. You know, we always love the interaction from people. And, you know, feel free. I know some people will message us because they're nervous about, oh, I don't want people to see on the page that I was talking to, or, you know, whatever. Message us privately. Give us a name. We won't shout you out, whatever, if you want to. Remain anonymous. We'll do that for you. In this day and age, we got one life to live. Let's have some comedy. Let's enjoy it without people you know, scrutinizing each other. And let's just enjoy life.
For sure.
We can joke around sometimes and not be so, you know, taken so seriously. So, so feel free to interact and enjoy and
definitely
have as much fun as we are.
And with that being said, you know, rest in peace to Bob Saget, Betty White, Meatloaf, Louis Anderson.
Let's hope the trend does not continue like that. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be some deaths, but let's not continue like that. It's been a weird...
Not a great start to the year.
Yeah, so hopefully that trend... You know what? Maybe this show is the start of something positive, right?
Let's hope
right
so.
Right in the right motion. So with that, this has been the Vulgar Burrito Podcast. I'm Dave.
I'm Mike.
We'll catch you guys next episode.
Peace.
Oh.